And now, if you have your healing and health edition of the Holy Bible, follow me through this little Bible as I give the Bible a voice. And remember, in a very real sense, this will be God speaking to you, because the Word of God, the Bible, is God's Word, and I am giving the Bible a voice. And while God speaks to you through the Bible, faith will rise in your heart. Then at the end of this talking Bible, I am going to pray a prayer of faith for you. And I am believing God at the end of this talking Bible to perform a miracle of some kind for you. Does God heal through medicine? 2 Chronicles 16:12. And Asa, in the 39th year of his reign, was diseased in his feet, until his disease was exceedingly great. Yet in his disease he sought not the Lord, but to the physician. And Asa slept with his fathers, and he died in the 41st year of his reign. Proverbs 14:12. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Zechariah 4:6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Psalms 44. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Psalm 62:8. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart unto him. God is a refuge for us. Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Isaiah 26:4. Trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Psalms 125:1. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. Psalms 118:8. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. St. Luke 4:16. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Luke 13:11. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, And immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Acts 5:15. Insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets, laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. Luke 8:43. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood staunched. Mark 5:23. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. Zechariah 4:6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord, saying, Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Exodus 15:26. And said, If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, and today, and forever. Malachi 3:6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob, are not consumed. 2 Corinthians 3:11. For if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remaineth is glorious. Ezekiel 18:4. Behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Hebrews 10:38. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. 2 Peter 1:3. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that but these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Psalms 127:2. It is vain for you to rise up early and sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Psalms 119:165. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Isaiah 61:3. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Isaiah 31:1. Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help, stay on horses and trust in chariots, because they're very strong. But they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. Now the Egyptians are men and not God, and their horses flesh and not spirit. When the Lord shall stretch out his hand, both he that helpeth shall fall, and he is holpen shall fall down, and they all shall fail together. Galatians 5:19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, and I've also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Galatians 5:16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. These are contrary the one to the other, so that we cannot do the things that ye would. John 8:36. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Joel 2:28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my Spirit, and I will shew wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the great and the terrible day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Psalms 89:34. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. Exodus 15:26, and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Psalms 103:2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Psalms 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Exodus 15:26. And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Mark 16:16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. 1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness. By whose stripes ye were healed. Matthew 8:13. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so it be done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the self same hour. Mark 5:34. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace, and be whole of thy plague. Matthew 9:29. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith be it unto you. James 1:6. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. And let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Matthew 9:29. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto thee. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Mark 11:24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Matthew 28:19. Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Matthew 10:8. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. Mark 16:20. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. God's guarantee to heal you. James 5:15. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. The Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Mark 16:17. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Exodus 15:26, and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Have he said, and shall he not do it? Or have he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Psalms 103:2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Psalms 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Psalms 89:34. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. Exodus 15:26. and said, If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, and today, and forever. Jeremiah 1:12. Then said the Lord unto me, Thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. Now the instructions to the sick. Jeremiah 1:12. I will hasten my word to perform it. Proverbs 4:13. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. Mark 6:5. And he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. Proverbs 8:33. Hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for instruction. Mark 9:29. This kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Matthew 6:16. Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Isaiah 58:6. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burden, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily. Acts 19:11. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Mark 6:11. And when you stand praying, forgive, if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. 1 John 1:5. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Luke 18:8. When the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? 2 Timothy 3:5. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. 2 Timothy 4:3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned into fables. Now, is it God's will to heal you? James 1:6. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. And let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Matthew 17:20. If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. 1 John 5:14. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desired of him. 3 John 2:2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Mark 1:40. And there came a leper unto him, beseeching him and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. James 5:14. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Psalms 103:2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. 1 John 3:8. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Isaiah 53:4, surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Matthew 8:17. Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. 1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, by whose stripes ye were healed. Exodus 15:26. If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Galatians 3:13. Christ have redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree. 2 Peter 1:4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. 2 Peter 1:3. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life. Psalms 105:37. And there was not one feeble person among their tribe. Hebrews 8:6. He is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. Matthew 8:16. And he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick. Matthew 9:35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Matthew 12:15. And great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. 2 Corinthians 6:2. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. And now the causes of sickness. Romans 5:12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. St. John 5:14. Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. Mark 2:5. Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. James 5:15. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. Psalms 107:17. Fools, because of their transgression, and because of their iniquity, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destruction. Numbers 12:8. Wherefore then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them. Ephesians 6:2. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, that thou mayest live long on the earth. John 6:53. Except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in thee. 1 Corinthians 11:27. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. 1 Peter 2:21. For even whereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness. Mark 2:27. And he said unto them, the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Exodus 20:9. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work. Matthew 4:4. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. 1 Corinthians 9:25. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. 1 Corinthians 3:17. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. John 8:36. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. 1 Corinthians 6:19. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? Matthew 17:15. Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and sore vexed, for oft times he falleth into the fire and oft into the water. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Mark 16:17. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. Matthew 9:32. Behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was gone out, the dumb spake. Matthew 12:22. Then was brought unto him one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb, and he healed him, inasmuch that the blind and the dumb both spake and saw. Luke 13:11. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. Now turn this recording over to side number 2, and we'll find there the absolute necessity of faith.